Oh, we are? No. No, sorry. Can't be. Tetzvah. Okay. Surefire sign. You're right. Tetzvah Momenov. Tetzvah. Two blood hands. We're at the two dots right at the top. We're about two lines down. Okay. Ad Kedom, right. Let's play. I try to buy only the regular coffee there because I'm afraid the other coffee just sits there all day. Okay. But that's following up. Ad Kedom. Now, I have to tell you, it's good that we have some of your favorite Sonya shots tonight. Beagle, yes, but not yet, later. Ad Kedom. Now, this is going back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, a very interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah said that there's Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. You had two amounts of sourdough, neither of which on their own could make the dough chametz, fermented. One was osir, one was mutter. One was, say, regular sourdough, and the other was truma or chadosh or something, whatever, something osir, right? So so Rabbanan said, it makes no difference since each one on its own did not have the power to make the dough chametz. So it makes no difference in what order they fell, regardless of the dough, even after it's fermented, remains mutter. Rabbi Yehuda, I believe it is. Rabbi Elazar argues, he says, achar neniba. I always look whatever fell last. If the last of the fell was mutter, remains mutter. The last of the fallen is osir, it's osir. Okay? Now, now the Gemara is asking according to Rabbi Elazar. Ad kedum b'shenof u'zer chazer. Until now, I've been speaking about a case that they fell one after the other. Nafluchtein ka'achas ma' amar pei Rabbi Elazar. What if both amounts of sourdough fell in together? In other words, there's none which fell in last. They both fell in simultaneously. What's halacha? Yishmini atos, let's turn it out from here, which is ma'amishin yonah diyoyma. Ema say chemtzon shel kuti mutter. When is the chemtz of a kuti mutter? Now, kuti in the old days was, of course, regarded as being Jewish, right? They just weren't makbid on the halacha. They weren't strange to regard halacha of chemtz sharvel of a Pesach. They used chemtz after Pesach. So when is the mutter? When do we say they've used up all of their stockpile chametz, and you can go buy for them again? Shabalabatim, if it's a kuti balabas, achashol shabos shafi, after he's baked for 3 weeks. Okay, it takes 3 weeks of baking to get rid of all the chametz. Shal nachtoimim, if he's a baker, and there's a lot of typos in today's Gemara. Bikfarim, if it's in a village, should be, lachashol shabos after 3 days. If it's of a baker, bikrochim, in a large city, in a metropolis, after 3 ovenfuls. Now, 3 ovenfuls might well be in one day, right? So by then he's used up all of his chametz from before Pesach. Now, everything is relative. Even when they said that ba'abatim, it's 3 weeks of baking, it should be im hayo adam gadol, if he was a great man, meaning he was very rich, or he was making a chasna. In the good old days, they would not buy ready-made bread; they made their own, right? And he happened to bake 3 ovenfuls in one Shabbos, one after another, and another after another, mutter. Then, of course, it's mutter in that short amount of time. You don't need 3 weeks. And even when they said, on the other hand, that if it's a baker, bikfarim, it should be in a village, that after 3 days, it's mutter, right? If you have a guy who pressed himself and baked one oven in three ovens in one day, Zeh, 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 one after another, mutter, that's mutter as well. Now we're going to turn the table a little bit to L'chumra. Tani Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, V'ak shomer shemachtoim v'forim l'achar shloshesh tanurim. That it should be bekrochim. Even when they say bakers in the large metropolitan areas, that after three ovenfuls it's mutter, ad shloshi yom asurim. You know what? It's not in one day. It's only in 3 days. Why? Because from the morning you could take the amount of sourdough you need for the entire day. So the maisa takes at least 3 days to use up the sourdough, because each you don't necessarily expect to do three ovenfuls in 1 day. Even if you did so, you do it all from the sourdough which you collected for the purpose of fermenting from this morning, and therefore it takes at least 3 days to go through the whole stockpile of sourdough, even in a large city. Now, all this is just prelude.
Don't we say nowadays it's 30 days?
Yeah, that's what
it says. Is that what we say?
You wait a month.
I don't think so. I don't think so. 30 days might just be, because they keep stuff on the shelf.
Right, that's
yeah, it wouldn't be for Baker, right. The truth is we don't know. Dunkin' Donut, Dunkin' Donuts is owned by Indians. There's no riot. It would have to be something like Bradsmith. I don't know how. I don't know if it's owned by Jews either. No, I don't know if it's owned by Jews. Bradsmith? It's probably not. I don't know. It's open on Shabbos. Yeah. It's a franchise, right?
Yeah, but that's the only one.
No, in Milwaukee it's also kosher.
Oh,
I think that's the home base, Milwaukee.
Okay, but
Chicago
is three
birds,
but that's
not. Kanawak
is also.
Yeah, the Manitowoc is kosher.
Oh, Manitowoc.
Yeah. Okay. No, they're not Indians.
No,
I don't think so. The city is, right? I think that they're not.
They're Seventh-day Adventists, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're
vegetarian. Where is it from? Okay, now. Now, says the Gemara. Now, the reason why we brought this all down. Also, Isashnia, wait a minute. The second dough, in other words, the second day's dough, or the second dough in that day, whatever the case may be. When you take a second dough, it's not completely osir. In other words, by the time you're doing your second dough, very often you're forced to bring in sourdough from outside sources. And nonetheless, the Gemara says you have to wait till the last vestige of sourdough is gone. The last vestige of sourdough chametz, even though you might be already using additional new sourdough, which is from after Pesach. Nonetheless, you may not take the chametz and the kuti as long as it's possible that you're using sourdough at all. Umar Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yirmiyah said name Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Ma tana chametz chemtzot shel kuti muzetana, who discussed the chametz of goyim, which is being discussed here, Rabbi Elazar. This is going like Rabbi Elazar, who says that, well, regardless of how much sourdough of actualism there is, I would consider the batch to be also. Vama Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Chanina Antunaya, and Rabbi Yesi said to Rabbi Chanina from Antunaya, Nihiris, I remember, Davisun, it's a typo here too, it should be Davisun Omri. That you used to say at you, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Rishim Ben Lakish, Ma Tarech Hamitzah Shel Kutim, who's the author of this braisa of the chametz of the kutim being osur until any type of sourdough they use must be completely and totally chametz shavulava Pesach free. Rabbi Lezer, you said it's Rabbi Lezer. For Anna Lena and Armina, okay, we didn't say like this. El Rabbi Hila, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Hila named Rabbi Shimon Lakish, said, Yardu l'chamitza shel kutim. Yes, they were machmir by the chamitza of kutim, ke Rabbi Lezer, as if it was Rabbi Lezer. This is critical. If you know that they're talking about here by the kutim, like Rabbi Lezer mamish, that it is Rabbi Lezer, that we come to the conclusion Rabbi Lezer asks us even when it falls together, even when it's simultaneous, because you don't know that kutim actually put in sourdough of chametz after the sourdough which is mutter, and that way the finishing touch was by the chametz sourdough, they might well have done the other thing. So it must be, if Rabbi Lezer asks, Rabbi Lezer holds that even if it's done simultaneously, it's also regardless. That's what the Gemara wants to say. The Gemara rejects it and says, you know what, it could be by chametz shokutim. Really, hypothetically, according to strict letter of law, it's mutter. Even if you do it simultaneously. Even according to Rabbi Lezer. Why are they machmir there? Because they wanted to reinforce the chumra of chametz shavu'ot pesach. It was the rabbanon. It wasn't in the primary din, it was just like a fortification. And that's to say, Yordul Chametz Rishon Kutim. They came down hard, so to speak, on the Chametz of Kutim, as if it's Rabbi Lezer. Vote me not down, furthermore from this. Damar, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Avo, Abba, Rabbi Avo, my father, Havale Uvda, Yad Tachemaisa, the Chametz of Kutim. Shach Shol Rabbi Chia, so he went and said to Shiloh, to Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Yami, Voin like Rabbi Lezer, they pass for him in this matter like Rabbi Lezer. Ma, now, ask the Gemara, what, ki yichidu amore? Did they pass like a shitas yachid? Which means that they pass like Rabbi Lezer, that even where the Isra by itself does not have enough power to ferment, nonetheless, we ask for the mixture. How could this be? No, it can't be. That's the reason. Rather, Mishum Shiyar the Chametz Shol Chim Rabbi Lezer must be that we can't. We not that we paskin like Rabbi Lezer. Rather, we're machmir in this Chametz as if we paskin like Rabbi Lezer. So it's not a shitas yochid. It's not an isolated opinion of one Tana to be machmir. Everybody's machmir. Why are they machmir? They're machmir because of the chumra chametz shlava pesach. So it seems like everybody holds the Rabbi Lezer, but not that they're actually holding the Rabbi Lezer. They're just being machmir. This is a little Rabbi Lezer. All right, Mona. Right, Mona said, "Kuli Rabbi Yasa for Rabbi Yasa, hey, me'amad the tamar tamon." It's a continuation of the same theme. Just like it said over there by the chametz of Kutim, that halach Rabbi Lezer, halach Rabbi Lezer, v'kalach Rabbi Lezer, let's say in our Mishnah, with sourdough of Truma and of Truma and of Chulin fell in together, that it's also like Rabbi Lezer. Just like a machmer over there, let's see machmer over there, says more, Amalei l'chol davar, so he said he wanted to be machmer in everything in the world. We have enough chumras. It's not in the 20th century. They don't have to be machmir on these things, right?
It's so, a rare line.
Right.
So, okay. It's not. It's an ancient. It's an archaic line, right? Archaic line that we, now we would be machmir, but then we wouldn't be machmir. Okay.
Isn't it logical to assume that they're going to use up the old sourdough, and then if they have to add new sourdough, would be chomish after Pesach? Here they were concerned.
Yeah, well, isn't that what I said? I mean,
I thought they were concerned that they didn't trust the kutim, but they would mix and match and everything.
Right. Well, it's
the same. Yeah, but the critical problem is they're going to mix in. Chametz sourdough, chametz shavu'ot sourdough. The stuff in Atabe is okay.
Yeah, but I would think that they would use up the chametz shavu'ot pesach first, and then if they need.
Oh, but the Gemara is assuming that at some point they have to mix, right? So that's why we were asking because of the mixing.
Yeah.
Like, and that's being my.
But it's not.
I'm not sure
logical.
It's bothering you.
Well, it just seems logical that the they don't have to assume that. Use up the chametz shavu'ot.
Yeah, but for a whole day. There might not be enough for the whole day, so on that day they're going to mix and match. Bear in mind, they did it day by day, so by the last day, maybe they're mixed, you know, they're scrounging. Right. Okay, it's big demand, that's right. Okay, look, Azayel. Kalim Shesachim Shemen. This story about, say, if you have a vessel. Do you want to make waterproof or something? I don't know exactly what you're doing with it, but it's a leather vessel or a shoe for that matter. You want to work the shoe. You rub it with oil, b'shemen tami, with tami oil. The chazer b'sacham b'shemen tor, then you rub it again with tohar oil. Or shesacham b'shemen tor, first you rub it with tohar oil, the chazer b'sacham b'shemen tami, then you rub it with tami oil afterwards. The opposite. Rabbi Lezer Omer Achar Rishon Iba. Lezer says we always follow the first oil. Now, what does it mean you follow the first oil? When you, the question is, when you rub in the second oil, does the first oil come out or not? Now, Kaminov is, of course, that the first oil is Tomei. So then when it comes out, you have Tomei oil all over the place, right? So Lezer says the second oil with which you treat the leather vessel takes out the first oil, so the oil now that you find around the vessel is the first oil, whether it was Tomei or Torah, depending on the scenario. When you rub it with the second oil, the first oil does not come out. It's the second oil, which you find in the puddles around the vessel.
Yeah, I would think Cholem is more logical. It covers over.
You would think that way. You would think that way. The Gemara is going to clarify. Rabbi Lezer was not talking out of his hat. Okay? No, it could be. It could be anybody, because we're not talking about actually, you know, tumor for Beit HaMikdash purposes. About tumor soichlin, perhaps, you know, whatever it comes into contact with. Okay, my time with Rabbi Lezer. What's the logic Rabbi Lezer says tomorrow? Logic Rabbi Lezer is, now, of course, here's a typo. Ha'achro moti sarishon. Yeah, the opposite of what says tomorrow. The last oil takes out the first oil. I'm Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yudha, Rabbi Lezer, Shteim, Abu Dovarechon. Rabbi Luther and Rabbi Lezer both said the same thing. Cool Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? The thing that we learned over there by Pora. This is a Mishnah Masech to Pora. The halacha by Pora Duma is you have to use water from a spring water, you know, Perrier, in order to sprinkle your sprinkle Pora Duma ashes on somebody. Now, you have here, it's an amazing case. You have, say this is a vessel. That's a vessel. And this is my bush, which I'm sticking in, the branch, in order to get the Paraduma water. The vessel is very tight. Very tight. So I have to plug it in order to get it, the Paraduma water. As it goes into the vessel, I were afraid what's going to happen with the bush, the twig. It's going to secrete branch juice into the water. Sap, right. And that's not good for Pura Aduma. Okay? So that's what Gemara says here. Tzlochish Apiatsar. You have a thin mouthed vessel. It doesn't matter. You can stick in your wood and bring it up and sprinkle the proper way. Rabbi Yudah Omer, no. Ha'achron motzias, again a typo. Achron motzias arishon. The sap, when the sap goes in, it's going to the sap comes out. It's going to remove the well when the water goes. How does it work?
It should still be good.
What?
Because the sap displaces the paraduma water. The paraduma water comes out.
Right. They say possibly the second time it's bad.
You might fall. You don't know what happened the second
time. Right. That makes sense. When you stick it in, right?
Yeah.
And you get the paraduma water out, right? So the achron, the last water which comes in, takes out the first water. Meaning the sap comes out, and the sap comes out, but what water stays in? The sap was in there before. What water stays on the twig? The paraduma water, which is the second water. So when you pull it out, you can sprinkle. But now you can't put it back in and sprinkle again. Because what's now mixed into the paraduma water down below? Sap. So that's no good. So you do it one time, not two times. That's what he's saying. Okay, again, because the first time you stick it in, the sap gets pushed out by the paraduma water. The sap, which is like the shemen risho, gets pushed out by the paraduma water, which is shemen sheni. But the next time you stick it in, you're already sticking your twig into sap water, and sap water is not good for paraduma.
Didn't automatically come
anyway, the person sprinkles, not the branch. Okay? So it's just like over there. Come on, Rabbi Omer, Hachamotzias Harishon. The paradum water takes out the sap water, The last word it takes on the first word. Says Gemara, Ad Kidun. Until now we understood. Now you asked me before the logic. Rabbi Lezer, Ad Kidun Shesach Mikan Umatz Betzad Hasheni. Rabbi Lezer was no fool. I assume that Rabbi Lezer was talking about a case where the first story was put on this side. Could be went through and through. It's not germane. First one was put on this side. The second one was put on this side. And then he found oil in a puddle on this side. That's where Rebbe Lezer says that this is the first oil.
Yeah.
Excuse me. The Akros Motzis Arishon. Why is that? Because as you're putting it over here, it pushed this out over here, and that's what fell into the puddle. So it's through the wall. Okay? That's what's happening. Ad Kedun, until I understand, because you're Sachmi Khan, you put the oil on one side, Umatza B'tzai Shei found on the other side. Sachmi Khan, Umatza Mikan, Ma Wa Wa. What if the puddle's on the same side? Okay, Omar Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Lez is said. Ma Rabbi Lez, what did Rabbi Lez say about that? Yishmina Minado. Let's hear for the following statement. Not only in the case where but where the paraduma water is in a narrow jar, where the pressure will force the sap juice out, rather even if it's a broad mouth jar. It's still usher to do it because second time because according to Rabbi Lezer, because you might get paraduma warm water mixed in with sap water. Now, Now that indicates that it's the same side. Okay, even on the same side. Because again, how would that work? If it's even when there's no pressure of the narrow mouth, right? This would be a narrow mouth, let's say. If it's even when there's no pressure of narrow mouth, so why is it also? So Masi Darbido says that even if it's not going from side to side, even if I just stick this into my paraduma water, the paraduma water causes the sap water to come out in and of itself. So that means it's not just pressure from side to side, but even inherently, it goes like kabolo kachpoto. It goes in and removes whatever's on the inside, regardless of any external pressure or narrow confines, etc., etc. Okay? That's what it says. Ibrahim Rabbi Yochum Rabbi Yuda. Rabbi Yochum said Rabbi Yuda Rabbi Lezer Mushneim Amutavar Echad. They both say the same thing. So each. Only once. You never used the water twice. Yeah. Going in. Right, Korabian never used the water twice. That's right. Dishkefell, so you take a little bit of water each time. So it says, if it's a broad vessel, and you're sticking a branch into it, is there such a thing as one to stay as rubbing in one side coming out the other side? Obviously not. Look, shesach mikan umotze mikan. This is similar to having put in the second water on one side and having found a puddle of the first water on the other side, on the same side, right? If you put an oil which is tummy on the one side and then put oil which is tar and find a puddle on the same side, so you assume the puddle is from the first oil which was taken out and therefore it is tar or tummy depending whatever the first oil was. Okay? I assume he passed on a chomer. I didn't look it up, but I assume so. Not correct, yeah, because this sounds like shittas yochid.
It's appropriate
for this week because it's a parsh shpura. Parsh shpura, right. Okay. Sorshel truma. You have the sourdough of truma, v'shel kili hakerem, and of kiline. Shenav l'toch isa, they fell into a dough. Lo bezek de'echamitz. Neither of them is enough to create chomets, to ferment. V'itztarfu, and they join together v'chimtzu, and they create chametz. Also l'zorim, it's forbidden to a non-kohen to eat. Why is that? Because vis-a-vis a non-kohen, both of these things are also, both kilayim and Truma, right? They're both Osifrim. Umutu the Kohanim, it's Mutter for Kohanim. Why is it Mutter for Kohanim? Because according to Kohanim, only one component is Osir. The part which is Kilayim, the part which is Truma, is Mutter for them. So therefore, this is Mutter for them. Rashim Matu Zarin Kohanim. Rashim says even Mutter for Zarin, for non Kohanim. Why? Because he holds the two types of Isser don't join together. Two types of Isser don't join together. Truma and Kilayim Kerem, never the twain shall meet. They don't mix and match and generate enough of a Shir to Asir. Okay? So therefore, similarly, Tavlin shall Truma shall Kilayim Kerem. If you have herbs of Truma and Kilayim Kerem, of Kilayim, shall talk there and they fell into a pot. Lob Elok De Tavel, neither of them had enough to spice the pot by itself. They joined together with Tivlu and they were spicing together. It's also for a non-Kohen. Again, because Vizviim, both of these are also. Because again, Vizviim, only one of these is also. And Shimon again, Matthias, I'm said to Mutter for both. As well, do you mind if the door's open? I'm hot. Yeah.
How is the coin going to separate the Kilayim Kerem from Truma spices?
He doesn't have to.
It's spot.
Yeah, because Kilayim by itself was not enough. There was not a sufficient amount to make it spiced. So therefore, it's bottle.
How does this go compared to what we learned when?
It's per the same thing. We have sourdough, half of Truma and half regular. So the fact that we'd have the same thing. So sourdough, half Truma, half key lime. Doesn't matter. It still won't be a problem. Same idea. Because there's vis-a-vis a Kohen, there's not enough Issa for him. Vis-a-vis a Zohar, if you hold them it's tied, they join together, then it's Osir. But vis-a-vis a Kohen, there's no problem.
What were the cases last night about the
year with
the spices?
That's where one fell in first and then another one. That's Machlok, Sarbelez, and Rabbanan. Whether we take sequence into account, but now we're assuming sequence is not germane. Okay? Sor shel Truma shel Shmita. You have Sor, sourdough of Truma, and of Shmita. Shlava Tochis, and they fell into a dough. Neither of them had enough to make chametz. Are you too cold now? Okay. They start when they join together with chimtzu, and they made chametz. Also, lizarim it's also for non-kohanim. Mutar l'kohanim. Again, the same idea. Because vizvi koy, it's only half also. Rabbi Shimon matzarim l'kohanim. Rabbi Shimon says mutar for both. Bezekdei chametz, bezekdei chametz. Now. They both had enough oomph. They both had a pack, a punch enough to make chametz to ferment individually. But it's time for chimtzu. Now they join together and chametz together. Also zorim kohanim. So it's also to both zorim and kohanim because here even vis-a-vis the kohen, there was enough kilayim or true or shviyas in this case to make it also vis-a-vis him as well. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, matir. Now here's a big typo. Ready? He's matir for kohanim. Those Luzorim and Asers Luzorim. Okay, so last crime teeth is mixture and not Zorim. Now, the Gemara's going to ask the obvious question. Boy, we ask. What's the difference by Truma by Truma by Zorim? That's forbidden. It's Kwanim. Here too, the Shemitah is also by Kwanim. And there was enough punch in the sourdough of the Shemitah to answer the whole thing, right? So if that's the case, how did Mutter the Kohanim now? Because the Shemitah should be also for the Kohanim, right? So says the again, well, not again, further. Truma et Zorim, Mutter Shvuit, et Zorim, Mutter Es. Alright, that's Mutter by the Kohanim. What's going on here? Chazav et Zorim, Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan, Richard changed his mind, he said, Tipot, the resolve as follows. Shenaf al sar shel truma tchila. When the sar of truma fell in, it completed the entire process. Labar shvi'is el livgom. It's the zuger. When the shvi'is fell in, it's already nesin tam livgom. Why is that? Because the dough is fully fermented by whatever truma fell in first. It was sequential. So the Truman fell first, that made it all fermented. When the sourdough of Shemitah fell in, the sourdough Shemitah makes it worse, makes it taste bad, because it makes it taste too sour. And we probably Rabbanan in here hold, Nosi Tam of Gam is, and it gives a neg off taste that it's. Take a guess.
Two choices.
Mutar. No, it's good!
Oh.
Only Nosi Tam Lishvach is Osir, only if it gives a good taste. Only if the prohibited substance gives a good taste. If it gives a bad taste, it's mutter. So that's why here it's mutter kwadi, because by the time Shemitah came around, it was already nice and down lift. God was giving, the Shemitah was giving off taste because it was fully fermented before the Shemitah fell in there. So therefore it remains mutter for Kohanim. Okay? Says the Gemara, that's a beautiful answer. Elazar Shemir Rabbi Shimon Shitas Ovid. Elazar Rabbi Shimon in this matter followed the Shita of his father, Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ma'av Shita Savi, what's the Shita of his father? What's the Pidya's father? Come on, Rabbi Shimon Amal, nois nei tamim lifkam mutor. Just like Rabbi Shimon knows, nois nei tamim lifkam is permissible. Cain, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, he says here, nois nei tamim lifkam is mutor, right? Amar Rabbi Abba Bamori, Rabbi Abba Bamori asked the Kashi, Ma'av Shita Savi, what does it mean that she's his father? Maybe it means Rabbi Shimon says all wild growth at Shemitah's mutter, right? Can Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon are called Svich Mutarim? Maybe Rabbi Lezer Shimon allows this crying because he owed that Svi has a din of Svichim, and Svichim wild growth is mutter for crying during Shemitah. So that's more no, won't work. Can't rule like his father in that matter because Kluma Amar Rabbi Shimon Ela B'Svicha Yerek. Did Rabbi Shimon say a statement or anything else other than wild vegetables? Dimon Sikha Israel, you think he said it by wild grain? And here it's talking about a comparison to wild grain, right? Talking about. Soar Shel Shemitah. The Soar is made out of one of the five grains, right? So therefore, even Rabbi Shimon was never Matya, the wild grain. You know, if it's mutter, it's only because it came in late and it's nice in time with gum. Okay? The kamis.
No,
I did. I always wanted to. Well, I don't know about that. No, I don't know. Yeah, okay, so when it says maybe not. Maybe Taker Lezer Shim is not Matik because it's the time of maybe Kamas Husfich Yerek Husfich Israim. Maybe Rabbi Lezer Shim added on, it said, just like the wild growth of vegetables, mutter, the wild growth of grain is mutter as well. Kamas means here he added on. Literally, he wrecked it. But here it means he added on. So, maybe talking that which holds his father is not about Nosi Tam Lefkam. Maybe forbids Nosi Tam Lefkam. But he's talking about here, the halacha of Svichim, wild growth, and maybe he's matter wild growth, which is similar to his father, but going a step further, not just in vegetables, but also in grains. Okay, that's all one sheet in Rabbi Shimon. Now we're going to have Rabbi Lezer Shimon. Now we're going to have another sheet to Rabbi Lezer Shimon. Rabbanan the Gates Torah and Armin. Rabbi since Caesarea said. Achaz Pshitas Chavim, Rabbi Lezer Shimon holds like his father one thing, but Achaz Pshitas Chavim and like his Chachom another thing. Pshitas Chavim, name his father, Mishum Neisit Tam of Gamas Mutter, Neisit Tam of Gamas Mutter. Pshitas Chachomim, he holds like Chachomim, Mishum Shemus Mitztarvin. The two different names of this are joined together. Now, what does he mean? What do Rabban and the Kesari mean by this? They mean like this. They mean that. Chachamim home it's starving. So it means if Truma falls in with Shemitah, sourdough, joints get together. They join, they fuse, they're catalyst in unison. So that's the case. I would say we should ask the whole mixture, right? Because they're working in unison, and therefore they should ask it together. So yeah, but he says on the other hand that this he does hold like as far as they say Talmud of Gam is mutter. Okay, so let's take the case the way the Leib Yerushalayim brings it down. You have enough dough, sourdough, in each sourdough of Truman, sourdough of Chulin, independently. If each batch of sourdough to cause this dough to ferment in 2 hours. Now, because you put the two together, they're going to ferment in 1 hour. After that, it's going to be no sitam of gum. After that, it's going to get worse if you don't bake it right away. So, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon is saying, after the first hour, it's fully fermented. Because you have doubled the sourdough here. At that time, it's still no sitam of gum. The shkrach. So it has a good taste, right? So at that time, it's no sitam shvach, and the fermenting is contributed jointly by the truma aspect and by the shemitah aspect. So it's also for a zar, but a mutzil kohen, because the part which is the given over, which is generated by the truma aspect, is not also a zarim. When would it hypothetically become also the Zorim? When the full shear is done by the Shemitah. But by that time, what's the status of the dough? It's Begam. Right, so it's Begam. That doesn't answer it for Kohanim. Again, because it's never going to get to the stage where the Issa for Kohanim is going to be Nelson Talmud Gam. Or the Talmud Shvach. So it's going to be Nesit Talmud of Gam, and therefore for Kohanim it's always going to be Mutter. If it's going to be also, it's only going to be also for Israelim.
Even after 2 hours, it's still Mutter for the Kohanim?
Because by the time the sourdough of Truma had its full, Shvita had its full impact, he was already, it's already Nesit Talmud of Gam, so it's not going to answer. Yeah. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Halacha test, Mrs. Zuhi, you got the place? Halacha test. Chatichu shel kochi kochi. A piece of kachim, kachim korban. V'eshel pigol. V'eshel noisor. Shenis vashli mechatichos. They all got cooked together. Kachim, kachim, pigol, noisor. They all got mixed together with, huh? Yeah. So it's a pigol noisor kachim kachim burger. Now kachim kachim are of course chatos. Right? Chatos is anything else? Ola, but that doesn't necessarily count here. Chatos. Tell you about a chatos. So it all got mixed together. Also, Zorim Mutzal Kohanim. It's also for Zorim, right? Because there's no redeeming quality for a Zor. Everything is also. But Mutzal Kohanim, it's Mutzal for Kohanim, because Kohanim are allowed to eat. Kachim, right? Chatos are allowed to eat. Rabbi Shimon Matil Lazorim Ulukar. Rabbi Shimon says that you don't join these shemas together. Kachim, Pigol, Nosim, they're not all the same. So therefore, it's mutter for both Zorim and Kohanim. Basar Kachim, Kachim, Basar Kachim, Kalim. Now, what about if you have meat of Kachim and meat of Kachim, Shlomim? Shenis Bashlim, Basar Ataiva, which are cooked. With regular meat, also tmeim, so tmeim cannot eat it because there's kodesh there, but a Torah person can eat it, okay? Because there's nothing there which is also for a zar, even kachi kalim. And there's nothing there which is also for a Torah person, right? Whether it's kachi kachim or kachim kalim. Now, Moritz can ask if Rav Shiran argues on this halacha as well, but not yet. Yeah, just plain corn. Kobos tayi, because you eat it because you desire it, not because it has any halachic ramification. Tani, we learned. Shall pigol v'shal noisar. Yeah, pigol noisar, and here it should be, for some reason he feels it's critical to take out the vav. Shall kachim kalim. Now, what does that mean? A tricky line in the Gemara. Do you have it, Mrs. Zuger? I don't know. I told you I don't know. But now, amen. For some reason, they feel it's germane. Now, I know why. Vishal Kachim Kalim means that the Pigul Nosa are Kachim Kalim Pigul Nosa. Okay, now the thing is like this. Only in this case, Rabbi Shimon Matir. If you have Pigul and Nosa and Kachim Kalim, they don't join together. There's no connection between them, and it's mutter even for non Kohen. Why? Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lo mar ela kachim kalim." The only time Rabbi Shimon says that they don't drink together is by Kachim Kali. Why is that? I should say by Kachim Kali both before and after Zrika. Before and after Zrika, because that's going to be critical in a moment, right? Why is that? Because Pigel Noisel Lach Zrika Lo Livne Zrika. Pigel Noisel Lach Zrika Lo Livne Zrika. Pigel Noisel, did they ever have a Shas Hatter? No, right? Pigel Noisel never Mutter. Now, no, sir, by the way, then Levi Shlaim points out, of course, no, sir, was Mutzer. Then it became also later on. So he says, no, sir, is a typo. It shouldn't be mentioned here. He's not, no, sir, just stuck, got stuck in here. But Pigel, did it ever have a Shas Heter? No. Is it like Kachim Kalim? Kachim Kalim do have a Shas Heter. What makes Kachim Kalim Mutzer? Srika Saddam, right? So therefore, Rabbi Shimon, who says that Azor eats Pigel and Noiser and Kachim Kalim is Potter? That's specifically in the case of Kachim Kalim, because Kachim Kalim have no combination with Pigel. There's no combination between the two. Pigel never comes Mutter, Kachim Kalim becomes Mutter as Rika Saddam, right? Again, Pigel Noiser, Lagos Rika, local, even as Rika Ain. Lomar, Pigel Noiser, Dovah Shane's Rikoso, Matiroso, Bekachim Kachim. So where have Shimon Asser? Where does Rabbi Shimon say it's Osir? Where it's Pigel and Noisar, plus something where Kachim, where Zrika is not matured for Zar. What's that? Kachim, Kachim. Because there, they're all off limits to a Zar. So there's some common denominator between the three. There, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that if they join together, it is, so it's made up of all three of these together, it's Osir for Zar to eat. Okay? Where does he say it's not also? Well, one of the components is Kachim Kalim. One of the components is Kachim Kachim, then it's also. Now, of course, we're using major bulldozers here. Because we're being matched even Kachim Kalim before Zvika, if it got mixed in with Pigel and Nosar. And at that point, it's still not Mutter to the Zorim, right? It's only because Mutter to the Zorim after Zrika. But Migo, since it has a Heter, but Zrika, so even before Zrika, if it gets mixed in with the Pigel and the Nosar, that burger is not going to be Mechayev. Okay, you're exempt on that burger. Okay? Habikad Kachim Kalim, Hol Mutarin Leifa Achas Zrika. That's what he says here. Since Kachim Kalim, since after Zrika, it's Mutar. I feel if it's Zrika, even if it's before Zrika, Ein Leikin Aleim Mishum Zoris. There's no combo between the Kachim Kalim together with the Pigel and Nosar. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. That's one. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. He said, Mutar to Zorim only. After Zrika Saddam, that's the only time they get it. Then it's stuck of theirs, but only after Zrika. So therefore, Kachim Kalim before Zrika do join together the Pigel and Nosar, and do make something for which you get Malkus. It's only the Kachim Kalim after Zrika, which do not join together with the Pigel and Nosar, will not give you Malkus. Excuse me. It's saying good, but the Gemara doesn't take that into account here. Rush that under the rug. Yeah, we don't take that into account. Even though you need that in order to make Pigel, but it means that after Zrika Saddam, there's no heter for it. It's true, it makes it Pigel. But it says matirat. That's a more strongly drawn distinction. But your question is better than my answer. Says the Gemara. Lays the davar to what thing? Nap. I don't know if I read this properly. El Kachim Kalim. Let me start from over here again because I don't know if I punctuated right. Oh, Majesty, Lom, El Kachim Kalim, Pigel and Nosar, Ol Achaz Miko. They're not there. They don't trade together. Because local Lifnei Zrika, hey, they're not like Lifnei Zrika at that point. Leis Adover Namor Pigel V'Noisar Lotzi Kachim Kalim Achar Zrika. Again, where Pigel Noisar not joined together with Kachim Kalim after Zrika? Oh, Lifnei Zrika. But if it's before Zrika, oh, then Asurim Kachim Kalim. Then Asurim, since at that point Kachim Kalim is still Osir for Zorim, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that joins together Pigel Noisar and Loikin Leimishum Zorus, and we flog him. okay, because he's not allowed to eat any of this stuff. I'm Rabbi Yavi. Rabbi Yavi said, Lishon mas nisa mas ayel le Rabbi Yossi. I have a raya for a price to Rabbi Yossi. What price is a raya to Rabbi Yossi? It says, v'nidvei secho! Zu toido shlomim. It says, you're in the doubles, you give to the base, amitosh, that's toido shlomim. And the price goes on to say, shim ocham el livnei zrika shlomim. If you eat toido shlomim, shal kot shakam, before zrika shlomim, like, you get flogged. Therefore, before the zrika sadab, there is a combination. You can, if you're loike on a pigel noisar kachim kalim burger. Okay? Now, getting back to the Mishnah. If you'll note at the end of the Mishnah, look back at the end of the Mishnah before. The end of Alachates is Mishnah. Okay? Rabbi Shema, a boy, rabbosa kachim kachim. The Basar Kachi Kalim, but yeah, but meat of Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalim, she's Basar and Basar Taim, which is cooked together with regular meat. Also, the Tamei Mutal the Torah. It's also for Tamei to eat, because of the carbon which is there, but it's Mutal for Torah to eat, because, a Torah, Kohen at least, because, for him, there's no real problem here. Now, if you'll note, it doesn't mean down Machlokas or Bishin Rabbonin in this. So what about this? Is Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan arguing about this as well? So going back to the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Loka Shemar Ben Machloikas, they talk arguing about this case as well. Okay? Rabbi Shimon holds that the Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kam are not mitzdarif, meaning that even if a Tum ate him, he doesn't get Malkus, because they're so dissimilar. Whereas Rabbanan hold, they are mitzdarif. And if a Tum ate him, he does get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Divrei Hakel. Rabbi Yochanan says no. This even Rabbi Shimon agrees, because they have a common denominator. What's the common denominator between them? They're both. What are they both? Kachim. They're both kachim, right? They're both kosher kachim. So therefore, Tommy weeds them, right? This transgresses the common denominator, being Torah kachim, right? Because so therefore they are no. Rabbi Shimon arguing this. The kasha, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Lamaisa, it's difficult to Shimon Lakish. Locate Savri Mema, have we not thought to say, at the beginning of the parak it says, Kulun typo here, Kulun shame Truma Mitzdarfin. We learned there that if one has Truma and Truma Smeiser and Bikurim, and one makes a veggie burger out of all that, that's Mitzdarfin. And a Gzoru waits there, he said it gets flogged, right? So why is that? Because they love the shame Truma, right? The koi start for kulon, and here too they show up him start. Now take out the next four words. Instead it should be koi start for kulon m'shem kachim. So here too they have the shame of koidesh. So what's the difference? So says my sub Rabbi Shimon Lakish Kador the tiny bar kapora. Tell you have a good point. Rabbi Shimon Lakish argues on this because Shimon Lakish holds like bar kapora, who said why he said chaticha. Now it should be here another type, which should be shel kachim kachim. It should be, instead of the first six words in the page, first six words of the page should be, shall kachi kachi v'shal kachi kalim, chatichos of kachi kachim and kachi kalim, she's bashuk and the chatechos which are cooked together with other pieces of meat. Rabbi Shimon Mati v'chon Moshim. Bar Kapora, an explicit brisa, which Rabbi Yochanan obviously doesn't hold as a legitimate brisa, but Bar Kapora and Rabbi Shlokish has a specific explicit brisa which says that if you have cook the kachim kachim and kachim come together, they don't join together. Because we don't say the concept of shem kodesh echadu. We only say shem trumuk echadu, not shem kodesh, and therefore they're not comparable. Okay?
So then there is
talk
about this.
Only if you accept Bar Kapora's brisa as a bona fide one, Rabbi Yochanan does not.
I find it difficult to think that Chachamim would be machalik and not, it wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, they're very difficult. Especially because the Svar of Shem Kachim Echel is such a good Svar, why would they argue on it? You're right. Okay, new parrot. Back to Orla. Huh? Amazing concept.
All this was because it was mixed in with Mishkan.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole paragraph. This is a very interesting paragraph about Bitzel. I don't know. There's really no such paragraph in Bible. There's a similar paragraph in Chulin, Tzvach, and Tarivis, but not, I don't think this is fundamental. Okay. New paragraph. Begash Tzava Beklipe Orlo. A garment which is colored with the shells of Orlo, from which you made a dye. Yidolek, it must be burnt, because Arla is Osir Bano, even the dye is Osir Bano. Yisar Bacher, another guy mixed into other garments, Kula Midloku, make a great bonfire, Lag Bomer, Tivarai Mimer, Yalu Bechur Masayim. Even if they got mixed with other garments, depends how many garments are on the rack. If there are 200 other garments, so it's batel 1 in 200, like any other manifestation of Arla. Okay?
One garment in 200?
Yeah.
What about mixing the colors, where one color is?
Oh, you're right. Well, it depends if you knew what color it was. No, it depends if you knew what color it was.
It blends. It becomes like a rainbow.
Then you need 200 yellows. If you knew what color it was, you need 200 of the same color in order to cancel it.
Mix the yellow together with white, blue.
See, did you know what the answer was?
Yeah.
Tough.
Now you can't tell it.
Too bad.
What's yellow?
What do you mean, what's yellow?
Because it mixed up.
Is that a philosophical question? What is yellow? What do you mean? So what? Go find the yellow garments. Take a hit and yank all the yellow garments and burn them. Those ones, all, if you know it was yellow, then you have to yank all the yellows.
Now, I was thinking that you put in the yellow dye, got mixed in
the dye. Oh, the dye itself. No, then it would be okay. Yeah, that would be okay. I thought you were talking about with the garments, though. But that would be okay, yeah. Then it would.
But you need 1 to 200?
1 to 200, and it would be the corresponding to the dye. Okay? You said that when you mixed all the colors together. Yeah. Okay, Begish itself a clippy Orla. How do we know that the shells are also by Orla? Ksiv, it says, Baraltem Orla so espirio. You should make Orla espirio. What does espirio mean? He's tani. There's some who learned that this means, but some will appear anything which is adjacent to the fruit. What's adjacent to the fruit? The shell. Right, the husk. He's tani. Some learned different drosha. They learned, b'oirel esperiyov. That which is the orla of the fruit is also. What's the orla of the fruit? What's the foreskin of the fruit? The shell, right. Same iser. Different drasha. Now, what's the nafkamina between the drashas? Madamar, big typos here. Madamar, you learned it out from samuch leperio, not orla esperiyo. So learn it out from samuch leperio. That includes both klipin, both the husks, vigor in the mashma, and the shells. I mean, and the pits. Because both the husks and the pits are adjacent to the fruits. Ma'adamai, you learned that whatever, big typo, ba'orel is perio. And we're talking about a case where we're talking about with dasher, that which is the oral of the fruit, the foreskin of the fruit. Well, that's klipin b'mashma, that includes husks. But below garinim, it wouldn't include the pits. Because the pits are not the orla of the fruit.
So he holds that you can use
the pits. No, don't worry. So how does he know they're not allowed to use the pits? Because the end will say espera b'samuch l'peirav. Use that drush as well. Taganish. We asser it. Half pasuk will asser. Is the body shmina mehata? Someone learned from a different drush. The same principle. V'aratem elaso espilioi. You should make orlots provavot. Dotvashu orel esperio. So we dash in this both ways. That which it makes the fruit orla, meaning the foreskin of the fruit, which is the husk, and opilio orla, and that which the fruit is the orla too. What is the fruit the orla too? The seeds. So we learn both things out of this puzzle. Okay, new sugya. Rabbi Avo B'Shem Meloza said a fundamental principle which appears in the Bavli as well. Any place that doesn't turn, lo sochal, lo sochlu, lo yochlu, atoifetz isra nok isra achila. Any place that says turn not to eat something, we assume the a priori, the default assumption is you can't have any anoa either. Anytime it says don't eat, you can't have any on us. We're going to ask all that. Everything is going to be asked. We're going to cover all bases. Until the pasuk comes, and we'll specify to you that it's mutter to drive on us. Like it says by every minachai and by nevela. What does it say? My pirush chab evrim nechai. What does it say? Basar ba evrim nechai. Where does it say the ilat rav anofren? It says the basar basar to trefa lo socha lo sochlu lo sochelu. It says don't eat it. But the end of the pasuk says Yushami neglects to bring the end of the pasuk as is his quote. The end of the pasuk says la kelev tashlichun also. Throw it to the dog. So you're allowed to drive an offer of it, because you can even throw it to your own dog. Okay? No, but it's a dispensation for anor. So there, the only reason why we say Lo Sochel doesn't prohibit anor is because it says, in effect, give it to the dog. Okay? What does it say by Nevela? Similar thing. Lo socha ko Nevela, Lo socha ko Nevela, do not eat any Nevela. La ger Hashem yishalachet it neneva chola. Right? To the ger, give it so you should eat. Now skip the next three words. It should be, v'chimasu l'kelef. Why is the Pesach say it's butter to a dog? Who asked it for the dog? But the dog is azak from, right? It doesn't need treif. So it must be what it means to say is that normally lo sochlu is also bano, but here it's mutter bano. Okay. Now ask the Maravaksi. Wait a minute. Doesn't say kol chaylev any fat of shor v'kesaves of a cattle of sheep and of goats lo sochlu you should not eat me'ata tatoi face yisrael noyev is kitzrachila. So let's say also that it's also bano and also brachila at the same time. Because it says lo sochlu. So Shani, no, that's different. Shani, that's different. Because it says chesiv. The chayim v'el chayim trade for goymer. It says chayim v'el chayim trade for. It says he also chomulocha. Says you can use the chayim v'el trade for any mulocha. So the apostle explicitly allowed us head mutter that or not. Ask where Baksiv does it say rakas adam lo sochelu. It says don't eat blood. Right? Me'ata at the time is Yisra Noya Kisra Achila. So the Chod should be also to derive enough from blood, just like it's also to eat it. Shani, there it's the difference. The Chsiv, it says, what should you do with the blood? Allah, it's Tishmechenu Kamoy. Throw it on the dirt, on the ground, like water. Ma'amai Mutar Bano, well, just like water is Mutar Bano. Afada Mutar Bano, so too blood is Mutar Bano. I vaksiv al ken lo yochul bnei Yisrael zgira no boshe. It says not to eat the sciatic nerve. So chard should be also about no. Ravok yamti. I explained it. Gira nosher. We're talking about gira nosher shel nevela. We're even talking about gira nosher nevela. And by nevela, Ray said that you can throw the whole nevela can throw to the dog. So the gats of nevela you can have anor from. So that means that even the Gita Nosha Nevela can have a Noah from. So for that we derive also kosher Gita Nosha. Mamatzina. Yeah, just like one, then so to the other. Avoksiv doesn't say by Chodosh. V'lechem v'kol v'karmel. Bread and toast and soft dough. Lo sochlu shouldn't eat. So it should be also by Noah from Chodosh. Abba Mori, Achud Rabbi Yossi. Abba Mori, the brother, is an amazing answer for this. Shani, it's different. Shekavala Kosum Sman. A temporary Yisra cannot be an Yisra Ano. Chodesh falls off. It's a temporary prohibition. Where the Torah Asra Ano? By permanent prohibitions. So the temporary prohibition, the Torah never asked it. Ano.
Arla is also temporary.
Oh, so I had that difficult. Arla is also temporary, right? No, it's not.
Because it's always the first 3 years.
No. Because this fruit can never be mutter. By Chodesh, this grain will be mutter. No. No, after Pesach, the same grain is mutter every year.
It's not the wheat, but it's winter wheat.
Winter wheat comes mutter after Pesach.
Okay, I thought it was the new wheat.
No.
No.
But then we clear that up. No, it's the same blade of grain which was also a minute ago becomes mutter this minute.
After you bring the
right, after bringing the carbon omer. Yeah. 8 years. Yeah. The same grain. There's no new grain which magically comes out of the ground the second day of Pesach. No, that's Chodesh. He's right. That's also the next year. Yeah. So that's why. So that's what it means. It's a dance, right? He's a brisker. But so are you. So is neither you, Brisker, but an honorary Brisker. Anyway, so the problem is so there it really is a temporary issue by Chodesh. But well, it's not, because this fruit will never become mutter. Okay? Says the Gemara, for Aksida say lo sochlum ki shekets say do not eat insects, creepy crawlings, because they are repugnant. So they should be also by Noah. Raman said meat Isra Noyeshbo there it specifically precludes this or not, because it says the word lochem. It says shekets say lochem. So lachem we dash, why'd have to say lachem? That even though it's shekets say, but they're still yours, meaning you can still derive an offer them. You can sell ant farms. Rabbi Avoh b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, host be splinarines. Somebody who makes a bandage, Yishor anisko, from a ox which is stoned to death, which is also by Noah. Or me chomit shara pesach, also chomit shara pesach, which is also by Noah. Even though chomit shara pesach is only this is the Rabbanan, but it is also by Noah, me the Rabbanan. Ain't a loike. He doesn't get Malkus. Why should ain't lo sa sesh lo mechubar? The prohibition on Noah is not explicit. It says lo sochlu, but it doesn't say this on Noah explicitly. So it's as if we can't give you Asura for it. We can't give you Malkus, because what Asura are you going to give? It's going to say, Rebid! It says, Lo Sochlu! It says, fine, I'm not going to eat it. It's not, it's too lumdish to learn that Isra Noah to give him Malkus. You understand? It's too general a lot. The Bavli, I think, would call it a lav shebeklolos. A lav which is too general to give Malkus on it because it's not specific enough. Okay? However, Mikili Akarim, if a guy has an offer, Mikili Akarim, like it, then we'll flog him. Who boy? Don't have a chinik, because the chinik says there, that's explicit, it says, pentukdash. Pentukadesh. Says, the kill, don't lay your, let it grow kilayim, lest it be tukdash, it means it'll be condemned to burnt up. Pentukadesh. So that's explicit, the law is much more explicit. So that's why there will get Malkus if he does it wrong. If he does that, it gets an offer from it. Meorla. Now, what if a guy gets an offer from Orla? Tzricha, this requires our analysis. Sorachian. Why? Because Asay l'rach goksi, it says the mitzvahs Asay, Visrano, it says, by Orla, it says, Yelchem Areli. So how we derive Visrano? However, the losa said, the lav, only goes in Achila. Right? The lav says, Lo Yelchem. So, our question is, again, I say l'rach koksiv. Lo sa say l'och koksiv. Lo sa say l'rach koksiv. There's no explicit lav on this rano. But what do I say? Do I say that the assay can come and tell us that lav is extended to ano and therefore should get Malkus? In other words, when do I say don't get Malkus? When the lav is not explicit. Here also the lav is not explicit directly. But indirectly it's explicit because the assay should come and tell me modifies the lav and know that the lav applies even to Anor. The assay to stay away from Orla should make the lav explicit even on Anor. That's Gemara's question. Needless to say, the Gemara does not resolve it. On we go. Says the Gemara. Masisa plig Rabbi Yochanan. The following bright star is Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? I forgot. Rabbi Yochanan said the lav is not explicit, you don't get Malkus. Right.
That's how I know.
Shore. For that which it says, this price it says. For that which it says the ox is gore is stoned. Don't we know that flesh is also to eat? Why does it say do not eat its flesh? Oh no, here it is explicit. That's the exact opposite question. Rabbi Yochanan said, wherever the lav is explicit, you do get Malkus, okay? So here the lav is explicit, why? It says, so call you, so kill it, sure. So you know you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because it's an avela. Why is it an avela? Because it's stoned to death. It wasn't shechted, right? So obviously you can't eat it, right? So if our vosh state, why does it say lo yachel? Right? Why does it say the words lo yachel? It's superfluous, right? Matam lo yachas b'saro. Lo diachat teacher shekshem shlosser b'achila. Just like sosa dit, so too sosa b'ano. So if that's the case, why don't you get Malkus on it? Now, I don't know how we know you don't get Malkus. Somehow we know you don't get Malkus, right? Ma'avilei Rabbi Yechonon. So Rabbi Yechonon do that. This law is explicit. So he says, you know what? You'd be right. If you stone the animal to death, for sure, you give the guy Malkus. If he then eats it. or gets hanor from it, much less eats it. Make shoes from it, you give him malchus. This is about pasuk shidmu balim shochtu. So where the balim chapped around it, chapped around and shechted it, and should be as a big typo. It should be la'achash nigmar dino. After the Gemara Din, we have this in the Bavli too, right? After the Gemara Din, after the Pesach was meted out, it's supposed to be stoned, so the Bialim quickly came and shechted it. They ran in and shechted it, right? So then, it's even though it is Zosur Bano, it's not so poshut, right? Because there, it's a lot, it's not a lot Mechumah, not a clear-cut lot, because here already it's not stoned. It's shechted. So I might say it's mutter even to eat. So I have to say, lo yachil, that's not allowed to eat. It's also banah, yes, but that already is not explicit. That's more murky. Rabbi Yochanan would say, don't get out no malchus in that case.
Can we say, was it sin, it's been stoned already, dead cow walking?
Yeah, that's the guy be somebody else being mazikit. That's supposed to be somebody else being mazikit, being potter. We still need a lav to tell you that you can't eat it after a chachti. Okay? The truth is, we should really have to stop, even though we're in the middle of a sugya, we'll have to stop here, it was already late. Okay, so we'll stop here, we'll continue with this tomorrow, I'll be here tomorrow.